You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Stop fucking about.
I'm resting my head.
Stop fucking about. Stand still.
I didn't move my head enough last sweat, so they say I got to move my head constantly every day. I got to do a bit of head movement every day. That's what body says. So you say you didn't move your head enough, so I got to move my head every day. See? Yeah. And the swivel. Head on the swivel. See?
What are you doing?
I'm moving my head.
Why are you going down that low? Disgusting.
I'm fighting Smurfs.
This is Coogan Cassius for IFL TV. Delighted to be joined in person. Shit, what's going on? Can you just stand still?
You messed up good interview, bro. What the fuck's going on?
Dillian, how are you, mate?
I'm good. You know, yeah. Just taking it easy. One step at a time. Left, right, left, right.
Okay. Finish the lyrics, ready? I got sunshine
in me. I don't know the song, brothers.
I got sunshine.
I commit crimes
on a cloudy day.
I make it rain.
When it's cold outside, I got the month of May.
I put a fucking jacket on.
What are you doing? Let's just address a couple of things first. Let's talk about Fraser Clark calling you out in the press conference yesterday.
I don't know, bro. Listen, it's like this. Have you ever seen a wolf run when a sheep bear? No, it's the other way around. Fraser Clark is a sheep, you know. He's always been a second place man, you know. It's Fabio's now. I don't take nothing away from Fabio. Obviously, Fabio's going to do his business. And Fraser Clark is nowhere near in the stretch of my radar. Fraser Clark, what's he had? 8-9 fights? And he's about to learn a critical lesson tomorrow night. So, but I understand what he's doing. He's on the way up and he's trying to call out some bigger name and trying to get some of the big fights, trying to change his family and get off the sniff. That's all. He needs money for rehab.
Let's talk about Fabio Wardley and Fraser Clark. Sunday night, tomorrow, bank holiday. Mm-hmm. Great fight for the fans. A great fight for the pair of these as well.
Let me start going. People say I always look around at the interviews with you. I don't know why. Do I look around a lot?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Paranoid.
Just concentrate. Look into my eyes.
Paranoid. What? Someone might do a sneak attack.
A what attack?
Sneak attack. Sneak, bro. Not sneak. Stop bullshitting. You always say stuff I don't say. Sneak attack, bro.
Okay.
And August. Not August. August. There you go.
Sneak attack.
Yeah.
You never know when it's coming.
Hey, you're gonna roll with it. There you go. If you can't get out of the way, you're just gonna roll with it a bit, you know.
How do you see this fight playing out?
I think it's a good fight. I think Fabio's experience is gonna catch up to him. I think Fabio's gonna bash his head in about the first 8 rounds. He ain't got experience. Fraser is good. I've said lots of amateur fights, but Fabio's used to going to run. Fabio's been cut. He's been hurt in fights and he's always come back. Fabio, experience is something money can't buy. And I think Fabio is seasoned and he's got the experience that Frazier's now looking for. You know, I just think he needed a few more fights before fighting Fabio. But, you know, sometimes you talk your way into a beating and he's about to learn. You fuck around, he's going to find out.
Okay, is Fraser Clark on paper, the best name on Fabio's record.
No way. Fabio's for a lot of professionals. And he's doing well. He's underachieved as an amateur race club, been in the GB squad for 10,000 years. And he only won a medal when all the good people is left. So that shows his level. He's second tier.
Congratulations on your win recently in Ireland against Christian Hammer. Was it good just to get out and a few rounds there? But yeah, I mean, not the ideal ending for you.
It was like this. Last 2 years been a lot of tough, challenging time, and I had a lot of pent-up progression and rage, and I just wanted to get it out. It was also good, obviously, for me to obviously see after coming off a long layoff that obviously my aggression is so dead and everything else you can work on. But sometimes fighters, when they come off bad. Down sometimes they don't return the same, obviously, but I'm glad my aggression and my rage and my desire is still there. So now just go to camp, tighten up, get fit, get better. You know, I've been at the ring for 2 years and loads of inactivity the last couple of years. You know, it ain't been easy, but it's all good.
What's the ideal next fight for you? You've got that fight out of the way now.
I want to fight again in May. I want to build four fights this year if I can. So I want to fight again in May and then maybe July time or something. I just want to stay busy, you know, obviously. Big fights not there, going to stay busy, keep fighting, keep winning. And I need activity, man. Activity is what's killed me, you know what I mean? I was people saying, yeah, it looks like this, it looks like that. 2 year layoff is not an easy thing to come back from, man.
Why'd you do that? You're like talking loads and you just stop, you know, like just.
Gotta be careful, bro. Gotta be careful. You never know who's listening or who's looking to cause some shit. So I learned, say less. Let's just say the more volume your word carries.
When you're stopping, you're thinking about what you're saying.
You know what it is? I got into a lot of trouble over the years saying crazy shit, man, so I'm just a bit more cautious now, you know what I mean?
At 43 years old, it's taken you this long?
Better late than never.
Absolutely.
You're 60 and you still haven't learned, so, you know.
You're making me feel nervous now.
Good thing that you're dark, because black don't crack.
Chocolate.
You're like a black
milk.
Indian.
Black
Indian. I had a red Indian. Never heard of black Indians before. You're quite dark for an Indian, eh?
Not Indian, I'm Sri Lankan.
Same shit.
It ain't
different
the same.
Curry.
It ain't the same.
Same, but
it ain't the same, bruv.
Same shit, different curry.
It's not the same. Do you still want the Anthony Joshua fight?
Of course, bro. Of course. I want to fight all the big guys. Obviously, I know the game work. It's a business. You got to get yourself back in position. That's what I'm focusing on. Just staying busy, staying active, because there's still more ring rust to shake off, so I need to practice things, work and things, get a bit sharper, getting better, slightly better shape. And obviously, I was well overweight from my last fight. I lost a bunch of weight. Now I'm keeping my weight down. As you can see, I'm maintaining. I'm looking good. So I'll start in a better place than I did last time. Last time I started in a bottom, rock bottom. Now I rise above that. Now it's time to rise above that again.
How can you put yourself in contention for like a Joshua now? What do you need to do? A
couple more fights, knock the next guy fight out in good fashion, and then people start talking again, I've been off and come back before and done it. So I'm used to it, I'm used to going against the odds anyway and swimming against the waves. So yeah, I just gotta do it one more time, Another time.
I spoke to you immediately after Joshua beating Ngannou. Ngannou's come up with some reasoning why he believed he lost the fight.
I haven't got no comments on that, man. The simple fact of the matter is, you haven't got the boxing fundamental. You couldn't get away with a right hand. You got hit with the same right hand 3 times, and they got more telegraph as they go. The first one was sharp, second one telegraph, and the third one was like, I'm throwing this from Nigeria, Lagos, Nigeria. Here it comes. They couldn't get away because you haven't got the boxing fundamental, and he's not training the boxing people who knows boxing. Sharing the same guys training MMA. It's a different sport. You need that boxing experience. You need someone to tell you that, you got to lean to your right a little bit to go from right hand, or keep your left hand up and move your head. Don't just get hit. And then also, when you get knocked down, you should always walk around the ring a little bit, because you get knocked down, you stand up in the same spot. You get knocked down, you stand up in the same spot. You got to little tricks. You learn to walk around the ring a little bit. Referee tips, because so instead of man having to take one step to you because he's right where you're knocked down, he's going to take 3 or 4 steps because you walk around to your right. Little things, just little things that you learn over time and experience. And you haven't got the experience, but fair play to him. He's got in at the deep end.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And he tried to swim.
Very deep in.
You're getting a deep in and he tried to swim and he's doing all right. So fair play to him and well done for that. But he needs to get some, if he wants to be a serious contender, he needs to get some good boxing people around him and start learning some actual boxing skills instead of being a big, strong, awkward guy.
People have suggested you and him as a good fight.
Yeah, he is a good fight. It's a very good fight. But you know,
does it interest you?
Every fight interests me. Every big heavyweight fight interests me.
Yeah, I quite like that, you and Ngannou.
Yeah, it'd be good. It'd be good. It'd be very good. It'd be very good. We have to see. But, you know, I just want to be active and be busy and see what happens, man. You know, obviously, activity is key.
With all a lot of this heavyweight boxing now being centred in Saudi Arabia, is this, again, a path that you want to get into in that mix there? A lot of this heavyweight fights being made over there.
Yeah, of course. I want to be involved in the biggest fights I can be. But obviously, you know, until then, it's going to stay busy. But, yeah, I would love to. It'd be a pleasure. I fought in Saudi Arabia before. I'd love to go back and fight there again, you know.
You fought Maris Wack.
Yeah, they're good people. They treat us good. And obviously, the events is getting bigger and bigger, much more organised and stuff. So, yeah, I'd love to be a part of it again.
What do you think about a potential matchup between Wilder and Zhang that's been rumoured?
It's a good matchup because they're both at the stage of their career. They're both big punchers. So, let's see what happens. Someone's definitely going to get knocked out. You know, it's good. But it's funny, Parker beat both of them back to back.
And Parker's in a very good position at the moment, isn't he?
And I've beaten Parker. And it'd be good, it'd be good. You know, it'd be good to have a couple more fights and maybe even look at the rematch down the line. You know, but let's see.
May 18th, Fury against Usyk is quickly approaching. Are you changing your mind? Are you swaying towards one or the other at the moment?
I don't know what to make of it, man. Usyk's always professional. He's training. He's in great shape all year round. You know, that's something that I've got to adapt and stick to staying in shape regardless of what's going on. But I don't know. I don't know where Fury is at, what's going on, man. I don't know. I don't know. There's a lot of speculation and stuff going around. But it looks like he's training. He looks in good shape. And with Fury, I think it's his motivation and his mindset where he's at, you know. Some fights he gets up for and some fights he doesn't get up for. You know, people be like, oh, but it's the biggest fight of his career. That's just how it is. It's someone that's like, he might get up for this one, he might not get up for the other one, you know.
But normally when he's had those big fights, he has turned up, hasn't he?
Yeah. But, you know, he's going up against someone who's just as skillful as him and just as quick as him. And he, I would argue, a better mover than him, but Fury's got the size advantage, so I think that would play a massive part in the fight. But, you know, it's a hard one, man. It's hard to go against Usyk and it's hard to go against Fury. It's a hard one, difficult one.
Dubois Hergovic?
Good fight. I think Dubois will beat Hergovic.
You think so, yeah?
Yeah, I think Dubois will beat Hergovic. I think Hergovic is a good fight, but he just seems a bit, I don't know, something just seems like, I don't know, obviously it might be talking out of turn, but it seems like something is not there. It seems like he's got ambition, he's got drive, he's got skills, he's got power, but it just seems like something is just not there. You know, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but it just, to me, as a fighter looking in and as a span looking in, it just seems like there's just a little bit that's missing. I don't know. Dubois, obviously, he's been through ups and downs, and obviously Dan Charles seems to be a good match with him, and he seems to be doing all right. So, under Dan Charles, the only thing Dan Charles is doing is motivating people and get them up. He's doing it to Derek all the time, and Derek's a hard person to motivate.
Another fight that's been suggested, White Chisora 3.
That's a great fight. Why not do it again? It's a good fight. Why not do it again?
Absolute crackers.
I love fighting Derek. It's fun. It's fun fighting Derek. It's fun being around him fight week. It's fun. It's fun. It's fun. You know, it's fun.
That build-up in Manchester, that was one of the best build-ups, where Derek loomed out over
being called Disneyland or something.
Something about being called a pussy, wasn't it? If you think I'm a pussy.
And then he said,
flip the table.
Funny. I had some funny times, man. It's good though, but that's what you need. You need a dancing partner, as they say, and me and him's a good dancing partner, you know, obviously. It's a good fight, why not? You know, I'm on the combat show and I need to stay busy, so why not? Why not? It'd be good.
I've just noticed your jacket, ACDC.
Yes, so it's one I've had for a while, but it's nice. The leather is good and it fits me comfortably.
They give that to you?
I wish.
Yeah.
Get it signed. I think they got their last tour coming up. I might go and watch. And,
yeah. I'll come with you.
Yeah, let's go. Yeah. I think they got Spain, Portugal, and UK and somewhere else. I told someone to look into tickets for me to see.
Okay. I'll come with you as your date, your plus one.
I don't mind.
Yeah.
If I get a ticket, don't tell me when it's time you're not going to come. You know? Don't tell me I've got to go to Sri Lanka because Sri Lankan bank holiday or something.
Sri Lankan bank holiday?
I don't know. I just guess. I just say random stuff. Maybe right, maybe wrong. Sometimes good, sometimes shit.
Sometimes maybe good, sometimes maybe shit.
Maybe shit.
You did make some comments recently about kind of loyalty in boxing and some of this kind of stuff.
Boxing, man, it is what it is. You're just a number and that's all it is. Oh, someone's calling me. Oh, it's my alarm. Nah. There's no loyalty in boxing, but you have to... You know, I got a good team that's loyal and the guys stick by me through thick and thin. You know, and... That's as far as the loyalty go in boxing. We're loyal to each other, but the rest, I don't know, man. Boxing is it's like, you know, like one of my kids wants to start boxing, I'm like, I don't know, man. If you haven't got the mental capacity for it, it can destroy it. I don't know if I want to do that to my kid. You know what I mean? He wants to box. He says he wants to box, but I'm like, interesting. I don't know. You know, I don't know.
Obviously, people watch what happens in the ring, but stuff outside of the ring is what kind of hinders and makes that sport a bit ugly.
It's like this, one day you're here, the next day you're there. One day, there's no middle ground in between, you're either on top or you're on the bottom. It's crazy, especially heavyweight boxing. And that's just how it is, but it is what it is. You know, obviously, it's given me a future, it's changed my life, it's given me a purpose, and I've achieved a lot, and there's still a lot more left to achieve and do, and that's what I'm focusing on. You know, focusing on the future and going forward and start wreaking some havoc again. Get back to the good old days, having fun. You know.
How long do you think you're boxing for?
I don't know. I'll see how I feel. One fight at a time, one step at a time, and see how we feel. See how we go. I feel good. My body feels good. My mental feels good. Obviously, the last fight was hard. Obviously, you know what I mean, coming back mentally for it, not physically. Physically is easy, but mentally, you know what I mean, obviously getting back and shaking the rust off and. I just everything, mentally preparing for it, mentally keeping a lot of anger and frustration under wraps, you know what I mean? It's hard, it's tough, very tough.
I know there's probably a lot you can't talk about, but is there any development in your ongoing situation?
This week about Fabio, I focus on Fabio and the rest, obviously, you know. I'm not getting away, I have loads of time to discuss everything and sort everything out, you know what I mean, you know.
But you want to fight in May either way?
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah, of course. You know, it's good to be here as well, obviously. You know, I mean, people at school, everyone's acting cool, even though some of them are snakes. But, you know, you see some people come up to you and be like, oh, you didn't make, but you think, you piece of shit. But just say hello, you know. That's the thing, there's so many. I like when a snake.
I don't know what you're talking about, actually.
Yeah, I like when a snake shows his head, like, yeah, I'm a snake. I don't like when a snake hide between the grass and pretend that it's grass. And, bro, I can see you're a snake. I know you're a snake. I'm going to get the lawnmower in a minute and just, you know.
The lawnmower?
Yeah, lawnmower. That's how you kill snakes in the grass.
Cut the grass, yeah.
And he's then bobbing up and down.
Do you do your own lawn, like your mowing?
I do, I like doing stuff like that. I do.
No way.
I cut my own lawn.
No way you cut your own lawn.
I wash my own cars, service my own motorbikes, train my own dogs. I like doing stuff like that. I'm a manly guy, I like doing manly stuff. Only thing I don't miss is the electric, so I'm scared of electric. I got electrocuted once when I was a kid, and I don't miss the electric. I do fix some stuff.
Is that explain what happened to your hair, yeah?
What happened to my hair, bro? It's bald.
It's nice, very nice.
Yeah.
Fabio? Is that Fabio there?
Yeah.
Fabio! Fab! Come here.
The man wants to talk to you.
Jump in.
You see what Ryan Higgins. Sports Social
Podcast Network. Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.